Smithy from Roy Hightower at 605 Intercity right now. It's time to check in with Mr. Buddy Huggins. Of course, he's a promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling. Of course, so we're going to the phone lines right now.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to the show.
Wonderful, wonderful, Al. How are you doing?
Pretty good. What about yourself?
Doing fantastic. I tell you, we got a lot to talk about today, and I just want to just get right on into it.
Okay.
On the phone from Atlanta, Georgia, we've got, is it Jagged Edge?
Yeah, that's what it is.
All right. That's my friend.
How you doing?
Doing wonderful.
You got to excuse my voice. I just finished wrestling out in California, got somewhat of a sore throat, but I do want to say something to you. I'm kind of disappointed in the situation that went on in Mid-South the last time I was there. I lost that loser-leave Mid-South match for 6 months. And, you know, I lost to one of Dr. X's boys, but with the help of Michael Darkhite. And, you know, I'm just wondering, I'm going to serve my suspension, but I've got news and heard word from a couple of friends that have come down there that say that you letting them run roughshod down there. What's going on, buddy?
I'm just trying to put a company together. I'm trying to make this thing where we building a foundation. We're going to have something that's going to be fantastic. If people get rubbed the wrong way, that's just tough right now. But you just bear with me. I've got a plan, a vision.
You got a vision. Well, something must be coming together because I want to congratulate you on your expansion to Texas, Arkansas, and Oklahoma. I heard that we're going to have some Mid-South shows in that area. My thing is, what I want to know is when we're coming back up to Mississippi, up in the Delta area. I got a couple of people that's going to come up and play I Spy for me. As a matter of fact, I got one right now. I'm quite sure you know who he is. He's your Mid-South Heavyweight Champion. The Midnight Rider just happened to be here with me, and if you want to talk to him, he'd be welcome to get on the phone.
Well, I tell you what, I couldn't be honored any better to have the Jagged Edge and the Midnight Rider in one interview session. Go ahead.
Okay, let me get into the phone. How you doing, Buddy Huggins?
Doing good.
It's the Midnight Ride on the phone, ready to go, baby. What we got coming up next?
We got a free show to the public in Batesville, Mississippi. That's November the 11th.
Oh, and I got that nasty Michael Darkhite on it, don't I?
That's who you're going to be facing.
Well, I owe him. I owe him. Last time we was in Grenada, Mississippi, Darkhite, that Reverend Heavenly Love from wherever he's from, First Baptist, Mississippi,
right
Baptist
around the corner
Church,
from the ATL.
Yeah, wherever.
Store,
that,
you know where
that no good Dr. X and that other little boy that he got with him, they jumped me real bad. So, Darkhite, it's me and you, baby. Midnight Ride. Are we coming to Batesville, you say?
It's Batesville, Mississippi.
Batesville, Mississippi.
Right off of I-55. You can't help but see it.
Now, I want everybody to know if Dr. X shows his ugly face, you know what? We're going to take the mask off and we're going to show that ugly face.
I tell you.
Now, Buddy Huggins, I got one thing to say. I'm kind of disappointed. I know you can pull some strings. You the man. Now, I know the fans up in the Delta want to see the Jagged Edge. How about getting a show where you got the Jagged Edge and the Midnight Rider tagging up against anybody Dr. X can put together?
We're going to have to sign that. And maybe we can do that for Batesville December the 1st when we start the 6 month show every month in Batesville. And then we're coming to Greenville, Mississippi, the first of the year. I'll announce that Christmas Day.
Okay, well, buddy, I got to get out of here because I'm headed down to a show. We're doing a show tonight. You know I'm putting the Mid-South Heavyweight title on the line, but I want to borrow a line from the great Ernie Ladd and tell all the folk in Batesville, Mississippi, you better get on the phone and call somebody because somebody going to get hurt.
Woo! Tell me about it. All right, you be safe tonight, man.
All right, take care now.
All right.
All right, buddy.
All right. Is this Jagged Edge?
Yeah, this Jagged Edge.
All right, man. Your voice does sound kind of bad.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the change of weather or what it is, but...
Well, you better get used to change of weather, because I got something planned for you. I didn't want to say it in front of Midnight Rider. But I'm working a deal that can get you in Japan for... It's just a little two-week pop, but... I'll let you know a little... I'd hate to tell it, you know, in front of all the audience like this, you know, and me and you haven't talked about it. But plane tickets could be on the way, and you could be going to Japan, and you'll be over there with our good buddy, Dr. Death Steve
that
Williams.
That sounds like a plan, buddy. That sounds like a plan. But, you know, with Midnight Rider taking on that Darkhite up in Batesville, I'm subject to make appearance up in Batesville, Mississippi, too. So You just hold on, and I'll let you know. That's next week.
Oh, well, this plane trip we're talking about is at the end of November.
Okay,
so
that's next week.
Yeah.
We
covered for whatever shenanigans.
The executive just might show his face in Batesville, Mississippi. Our old Dark Heart one, just like the ride over in one.
There you go. Well, big things is going to happen for you, brother. Big things is on the way. And after the first of the year, there are going to be some announcements made for all over Mississippi. We even going south Mississippi. Look out Gulf Coast. We headed everywhere. On the internet, everybody can hear us.
That's
they
right.
can almost hear us everywhere in Mississippi on this powerful radio station, WGNL. Woo! It's a good radio station. Thank you, Budweiser, for giving us this time. We want to tell everybody that free show, the 11th. Now, coming up after we get off the air, Al, we've got a message from the Boogie Woogie Man, Handsome Jimmy Valiant.
Okay.
All right. Jay?
Yeah.
You get your voice right. You take care of yourself. We've
okay.
got some big matches planned for you, you know.
Buddy, it was a pleasure being here, and I'm going to get ready to get out of here. The rider said, rider, tell him something. We're going to tell him something, because we're going to get ready to get out of here. We're going to get out of here. Batesville, Mississippi, be looking out for the Jagged Edge. And, buddy, you take care of yourself and tell all the fans in Mid-South that I miss them, but I will be back.
Wonderful, baby, wonderful. All right, Al, I'm going to step down, let you talk to Kenny Valiant, and Kenny's got a message from the Boogie Woogie Man, Handsome Jimmy Valiant. Y'all keep listening and hear that message. Take care. All right,
that's Mr. Bud Huggins, because he's a promoter for Extreme Mid-South Wrestling, along with the Mid-South Wrestling Heavyweight Champion, Jagged Edge. At 6:12 with the City Raydown, you're inside the Budweiser Bud Light Blues Cruise. We'll be right back when Watch 4 continues blues on 104.3 WGNL and the audio 106.3 WGNG.
It was a day like any other. Except for the haunting cry of a lone earthworm. Oh, I like that. I reached for my Budweiser long neck. Its longness lengthened my soul.
Louie, what are you doing?
I'm writing a novel. Be quiet.
Oh, boy.
A voice called to me. Ask not for whom the swamp tolls, Louie. It tolls for thee. And it's tolling big time, baby.
Louie, stop writing, please. I can't take
Frankie,
it.
Oh, Frankie, I was in a zone.
Just stick to the comedy.
Yeah, Frank, there is more to me than comedy.
Yeah, like what?
Like a tortured artist.
Yeah, if anyone's tortured, it's me.
Alas, Frank.
Alas.
How can you say these things? I am spilling my guts onto the page.
Yeah, well, I'm going to spill my lunch onto the page.
Yeah, well, you do not appreciate the art.
All right, Louie, face it. You're writing a novel so women will think you're cool.
Crossed my mind.
No, you're pathetic.
Oh, quiet, Frank. I must write. It was a day like any other, except that Frank could not stop yapping.
And it's going to be a long summer.
Yap on, he said. Yap on, quoth the raven.
Anheuser-Busch, St. Louis, Missouri.
And we're back on 104.3 WGNL, and the Audi 106.3 WGNG. Right now, we got Kenny Valiant on the line right now. Good evening. Welcome to the show, Kenny.
How you doing, Al?
Pretty good. What about yourself?
Oh, I can't complain, man. I'm living. That's the main thing. I'm living for the 11th coming up in baseball.
I heard that's going to be a great event, I tell you. I understand you got a message for us, too, this evening.
Yeah, I got a message from Handsome Jimmy. It's a telephone message, so you might have to turn your knobs there a little bit because Jimmy gets wild, you know.
Okay.
He's queued up. He's ready. So here we go.
Okay. He's ready to go already.
He's halfway there now. He's still in Virginia.
Okay, man.
But come Saturday the 11th, they go over all right down there?
What was that there?
They go over all right, the message on the telephone.
Oh, yeah.
That's a long way to call, you know, for a promo there.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, can I go over the card right quick, Al?
Go ahead.
I knew Buddy didn't do that for me.
Okay.
That's a downfall of his. We'll blame that on him.
That's right.
Let's just kidding. He blames that on Buddy Huggins.
All right.
So
yeah.
If he shows up, I might get him in there. You never know. First match, got Mad Dog, Butch Wiggins from the Mid-South Wrestling against Hammer Harris. And I think Jimmy Blaylock's wanting to manage one of them. He's trying to make up his mind which is the best man because, you know, Hollywood Jimmy Blaylock don't want to lose. Second match, Bruiser Graham He's the guy that comes with Handsome Jimmy against Diamond Stud in a return match there on that date. Rafe versus David Cox for the third match. And the fourth match, another single. J.D. McKay with Princess Cowboy, Cowgirl, whatever she calls herself. She runs her mouth a lot, I know that, against Bad Attitude. And by the way, somebody might be there named Rachel, Miss Rachel, to take care of the princes on that evening at 1 o'clock, too. The fifth match, Hollywood Jimmy Blaylock. This is a loser wears a dress match. And it's kind of a unusual match, but it's a manager's match. It's just what they deserve against Mr. Fantastic. The sixth match, a 10-man tag team match. That's the sixth match in what Buddy was talking about, the Midnight Rider against Darkheart there in the seventh match. Eighth match, me and Handsome, the Boogie Woogie Man, Luscious Kenny, against Southern Destruction in a Coal Miner's Glove match.
Okay.
Balls count anywhere. We might be on Highway 6 for us up with.
All right,
then. We got a big, gigantic main event coming up. There'll be like 20 wrestlers in a ring one time. That might even cause a traffic problem up there at the corner of Eureka and Highway 6, Batesville, Mississippi, Saturday, 1 o'clock. Be there, Al.
Okay.
Woo, mercy.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
All right.
Have a good evening.
You too, man. All right, that's Luscious Kenny Value Cross. Make sure you check him out in Batesville at 617 in the city right now as we get back to some more blues. Inside the Bud Wise, the Bud Light Blues Cruise. All you do, this Bud's for you.